North Koreans tell BBC they are being sent to work like slaves in Russia. Zelensky could still attend Trump-Putin meeting, but rest of Europe is shut out. US and China extend trade truce deadline to avoid tariffs. Flames near Madrid as wildfires burn across Spain and Portugal. Nepal offers free climbs to 97 peaks as tourism to Everest surges. Australia PM says Israel's Netanyahu in denial about Gaza war. Taylor Swift announces 12th studio album. Trump deploys National Guard to Washington, D.C. and pledges crime crackdown. UN condemns targeted Israeli attack that killed 5 Al Jazeera journalists. 2 dead and 10 injured in Pennsylvania steel plant explosion. Migrant sentenced to life for murdering Maryland mom in case referenced by Trump. Ronaldo engaged to long-term partner, Georgina Rodriguez. Ghislaine Maxwell court materials to stay secret. Judge rules Harry and Meghan sign new multi-year Netflix deal. Moments suspects carjack a tanker lorry during police pursuit in L.A. Colombian Senator Miguel Uribe, Diaz 2 months after being shot. British man who perished in Antarctic glacier found 65 years later. Delhi Jivnate weeks to round up hundreds of thousands of stray dogs. Outrage as baby dies after genital mutilation in the Gambia. New voters list in Indian state includes wrong photos and dead people. 8 killed in Ecuador nightclub shooting. Bowen, Israeli settlers intensify campaign to drive out West Bank Palestinians. Man jumps onto moving high-speed train. Turkey earthquake flattens buildings in northeast Balıkesir province. Netanyahu defends Gaza plans as Israel heavily criticized at UN Security Council. Ukraine's European allies say peace talks must include Kyiv. Israel protesters intensify pressure against plan to expand Gaza war. Is crime in Washington, D.C. out of control, as Trump claims? Who was Anas al-Sharif, prominent Gaza journalist killed by Israel? Tibetans in India long for identity and homeland. How to get AI to work in 22 languages. China's unemployed young adults who are pretending to have jobs. Their loved ones are missing at war. So these Ukrainian children spend summer together. France's last newspaper hawker gets Order of Merit from his old customer, President Macron. Jubilant scenes but bumpy road ahead in post-Hasina Bangladesh. What it means to be culturally Irish in 2025 is complicated, as Ed Sheeran has shown. They live next to Peru's largest solar complex. So why are they still in the dark? How Kentucky bourbon went from boom to bust. It shocked the market, but has China's DeepSeek changed AI? Billionaire inheritance feud spotlights India's messy family succession. Seoul's convenience stores fighting loneliness. From underdogs to equals, how India forced England to draw. Test series, NASA Apollo missions, stories of the last moon men. U.S. shrugs off Gaza escalation, drifting further away from allies. Is the world's oldest leader set for an 8th term? Watch. Trump announces deployment of National Guard in Washington, D.C. Watch, Chinese ships collide while pursuing Philippine boat. Watch, meteor burns across Australian night sky. Watch, moment storm blows roof off Nebraska prison. Oil gains as U.S.-China tariff truce extension boosts trade hopes. Explosions at U.S. steel plant leave 2 dead, 10 injured. Oil prices steady with focus on U.S.-Russia talks. China trade truce. Chile's Codelco replaces El Teniente manager after deadly accident. Oil settles flat ahead of U.S.-Russia talks. Bullion markets breathe sigh of relief after Trump says gold will not face tariffs. Trump says gold will not be tariffed. Colombia's oil and gas production falls in June. Argentina increases domestic biofuel prices. Peabody's $3.8 billion bid on Anglo-American mines looms next week. China urges firms not to use NVIDIA's H20 chips. Bloomberg News reports China urges firms to avoid NVIDIA H20 chips in sensitive work. Bloomberg Star Entertainment shares surged 35% on asset sale to Hong Kong investors.